Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Hi, here we go again today with another 5 tips of gratitude, building strategies to uplift your mood this week. Most of us are constantly under pressure and undergo with our fast-paced lifestyle. It's only natural for us to occasionally feel worn out, or even a bit down from time to time, especially for the last 2 years due to the pandemic. Now, the good news is that something as simple as refocusing your attention from your challenges to acknowledging the things that you are grateful for in your life can instantly boost your mood. Studies show that practicing gratitude often can raise your mood and boost your self-esteem, willpower, long-term health, even your level of success in life. To develop your sense of gratitude this week, especially for upcoming week, I would like for you to try the following exercises. There are 5 of them. Keep a list of the things you're grateful for. The next time you feel angry, frustrated, or a bit depressed, make a list of 5 things you're thankful for. Making a list also helps you to stop focusing on the negative, because your brain can only do 2 things. Focus on negative, focus on the positive. If your intent is to write 5 positive things, that's what you're going to focus on. Consider keeping a gratitude journal. I mentioned that yesterday. To record the things and events in your life for which you are grateful for. Over time, you create such a long list of recorded great things that you have accomplished. So when you get on a funk or a downward spiral, just go ahead and read that journal real quick. Stack it up. So every time your mind sends a negative experience of a failure, read the great things that's going on with you. That's how I use my journal. 2, start the day on a positive note. I know people get up and jump and they get ready, but it's important that you get up and seize the day and declare all the great things that you want to accomplish on that day. Set the tone and focus your day with affirmation, you know, by declaring that you are successful, everything your heart is desire under the grace of the Creator, you will be able to accomplish, because it's going to be divinely manifested for you, for your good and the highest good of others. So you want to say these things. Questioning yourself can be a great way to focus on the positive aspect of your life. For example, what I've done, what's something good that's happening right now? What opportunities are waiting me today? Or whose love am I grateful for? Whose friendship that I appreciate? You know, how does God show up and take care of my needs? 3, perform random acts of kindness. That part I do regularly. I really do like it. People you don't know, so they can't pay you back. That's why we said random. You can increase your gratitude by being someone else's reason to be thankful. Imagine that. Practice random acts of kindness. Is unexpectedly helping anyone is good, you know, in take you out of the spiral of feeling sorry for yourself, like I've done. 3, what may seem like a small act to you can be a massive act of generosity to someone in need. Right? Look for the opportunity each day to help someone else. The other person will be thankful for your generosity and your time, your smile, and your presence. And you'll be grateful for the boost in your mood as well. 4, a picture is worth 1,000 words. You've heard that before. Why not document the things you're grateful for by recording them on a vlog? Or you could do pictures, posts, or quotes. You could show them on Pinterest or on your social media. It's just another way to keep your head on that space of being grateful and positive thinking and affirmation. I was one of those people that had challenges, like you just say some word, I manifested the wealth and the money is going to be in my account right now. And I was like, my Creator is not a genie. Just saying some word is not going to be manifested for me like that, because I understood the relationship between the tangible and the intangible. So when you say an affirmation, you want to say something that will happen, so your body will believe it, your brain will believe it. Because if you're saying something you know for a fact not going to happen, then that creates a different set of confusion in your brain. So be mindful of that. The last one, whenever you need an encouraging word, read your journal. Please take out that wonderful note sheet, write yourself a letter. You know, sometimes read it to yourself and create a vision board. I've seen some people do that. With the end of the year fastly approaching, it definitely is a time for you to start making that list. Because I know some people are panicking because they didn't accomplish some of the dreams, some of the deadline they were supposed to meet. We still have time. I've talked about it last week. We still have time. So just keep plugging it, keep trying, keep working until the final, you know, day of the year. So just use those tips this week, and I hope they are very helpful to you. Don't forget to check out and open your email on Friday. I have a wonderful Black Friday special that's coming up. Make sure you check it out. Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.